The next patient is Carol Pinkston. Pinkston, P like in Peter, I-N-G. S like in Sierra, T-O-N. Pinkston. Number one, acute nephritic syndrome. Period. Clinical case of a 70-year-old white female with a past medical history of hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, skin cancer, questionable history of brain aneurysm, and Barrett's esophagus. The patient presented to the emergency room in Lake Placid with complaints of the elevated blood pressure, headache, general malaise. When evaluated by physician, the blood pressure was 216 over 95. The patient didn't have history of hypertension, wasn't taking any medications to control blood pressure. The physical examination, persistent swelling, that is 2/4 in the lower extremities. She didn't have any shortness of breath or congestive heart failure. The lab at the time of the evaluation, the albumin was 2.24, the total protein is 4.7, the urinalysis with the 3+ blood with 10 RBCs, 3+ protein, negative nitrates, 1+ bacteria, negative leukocyte stearase, and granular cast. The patient was admitted to the hospital, and the workup was ordered. The patient had a C3 and C4 that were normal, ANA was normal, phospholipase anti-2 receptor antibody was with a normal range, ANCA was not detected, ANCA is ANCA, hepatitis B and C were negative, anti-GBM was negative, anti-double-stranded DNA was negative, kappa lambda was 0.95, and the patient underwent a biopsy. In the biopsy, there was consistent with severe acute tubular necrosis with interstitial inflammation, but no significant scarring during the preliminary report. The electron microscopy report was consistent with effacement of the food processes, which goes along with the proteinuria and the immunofluorescence failed to show the deposition of any autoimmune complexes. Period. With that in mind, the patient was given steroids and she continues to take 20 milligrams of prednisone on a daily basis. The blood pressure was also addressed, and throughout the hospital stay, the patient was recovering the kidney function. At the time of the discharge, the serum creatinine on May the 7th of 2024 was 1.1. The The BUN was 37, and the serum electrolytes were completely normal. The cholesterol was on the 4th of May, 432, with an LDL of 320, HDL of 65. The initial hemoglobin was 10.9 on the, that was on May the 3rd, but on May the 7th, the hemoglobin went up to 11.8. In summary, we had an acute nephritic syndrome related to autoimmune process. However, the serology has been reported negative. The fact that the patient has effacement of the food processes makes the diagnosis of minimal change disease. However, the close follow-up has to be done, and always the possibility of FSGS has to be entertained. Follow-up number, the patient has hypertension that is under control. Follow-up number, CKD, stage 3A. Follow-up number, hyperlipidemia, probably related to the nephrotic syndrome. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is on PPIs. We are going to continue with the blood pressure control with the administration of the steroids, and we are going to have the quantification of the protein in the urine. And repeat the lipid profile. Reevaluation in 4 weeks.